Good morning, everybody. This is Will Cooper here. This is live from the library, and today is... Let's start again. One, two, three. Good morning, everybody. This is Will Cooper, live from the library, day four of the CA Top 25 reveal. There's no pregame that we're going to kind of get into because the announcement's been made already. The number one cigar of the year... The buzz on the street apparently was all true, but the EP Carrillo Pledge prequel is the number one cigar of the year. It has been named. So if folks haven't gone over to the top 25 page, you can go over there right now because it has been announced as I pulled up the website at 9:47 a.m. on the East Coast. So Ernesto Perez Carrillo Jr. is a two-time winner of the number one cigar of the year. At least that's what's showing up in my cache or whatever today. Yesterday, I couldn't get the number two, three, or four cigars to come up. But we're right into this right now, and they got it up today. So it is the number one cigar, the Pledge prequel. So let's kind of look at some of the data here right now. But let me kind of make a couple of thoughts. This prequel, the Pledge prequel, or the EP Curl Pledge, it started to get buzz, I'd say, around Tuesday. And yesterday, I would say it took on a life of its own. It definitely took a life of its own on as far as this goes. And, you know, when you start hearing these word on the streets, there's two ways you think about it. You think about a few years ago when some stuff came out. I think it was a year that Eye of the Shark. That kind of, there was something that got out on there. At least that was going around. Or go back 10 years ago with Alec Bradley Family Blend. Which I remember everyone was telling me was going to get number one and it didn't. So, you know, what do you believe here right now? But, you know, I always take that with a grain of salt, but I think when we were kind of going into this and, seeing if it was going to be the Pledge or not, I'm going to kind of go back to the data and I'm sharing my bracketology sheet right now. And if we had a look at things going into today, I don't think it, based on what was on the board, I don't think there was a big surprise except for one thing. As far as EP Carrillo goes, I kind of have them in this highly probable spot. I would say next year they're going to move into the locks. They're going to be one of the, lock things going in there right now. I think they're at that point right now. And so EP Carrillo wasn't really surprised. I think, you know, I didn't think like Ashton or the Florida Minicano were going to get it. You know, I just thought that they'll make the top 25, but I didn't really have them eyeballed. General and my father were possibilities, but, you know, a lot of people were talking about Warzone. Warzone didn't happen. So, you know, it didn't happen for Espinoza this year. Wasn't surprised either. Didn't make the top 10. So not a big surprise there. And that kind of leads me into this next category where it was EP Carrillo and Uzioni. And I kind of just had a little more feeling early on about EP Carrillo prequel. If you followed my pregame show we did, I had this as a Stone Cold Lead Pipe lock for the top 10. So I wasn't surprised that it made it. And I gotta say, four out of five, these are for top 10s. I didn't do too bad with that. So I'm okay with that. I did miss for number one, though, because I had the Tatuaje in there. But four out of five, you know, that's not too bad. Usually I'm a lot worse at picking these types of things. But here is one thing that was very interesting about the EP Carrillo. This is the one thing that I thought was really interesting going back. And we always go back to the data here and what we do. And I'm going to go into my company list. And we have a pretty comprehensive repository of data. First of all, I think I really like the Pledge cigar. I smoked it. If it was a cigar I was looking, if you followed our summer of 20 coverage, it was a cigar I was looking forward to smoking more than any other cigar. It was the most anticipated list cigar that I had going into the summer. That was the most anticipated new cigar that I was excited about smoking. I smoked it. It was really good. And but this is where, and I think it's a great cigar, and I think it's even going to get better. But this is where I'm going to kind of go with this, is I'm highlighting a line here. And this, let me highlight that line one more time so I can get the whole line in there. But if you see there, particularly on the right side here, this cigar got a 92, published on November 24th in the Cigar Insider. So this is why this is a little bit of a wild pick. I'm not saying it's not possible, because this is when the review was published. We don't know when the review was tasted or scored, is what I'm kind of saying. If you go back down, hold that 92 in your head, we go back to the bracketology list here, and you put in, you have the EP Carolla Pledge here. And the EP Carolla Pledge, original score, 92. Now, I'm kind of looking at what this scar ended up scoring in the tournament. Now, in the tournament, this thing, these scores are kind of redone again. This thing jumped up 6 points to a 98. This thing had, I mean, we talked about earlier in the week, Alec Bradley having a huge jump from 91 to 95. You know, Fuente Opus X had a big one with 4 points. This had 6 points added to it, and the 6 points were added about 6 weeks after the scar scored a 92. So this is where it's a little perplexing. This is where I kind of look at the system, and I know Aaron and I have had this discussion, and he's got a valid point. How do you, I don't understand how it went from 92 to 98. That's a big jump. Again, I'm not saying the cigar is a great cigar, but that's the part that's a little puzzling on this whole equation right now. But no doubt, like I said, I think it was a really, I really like this cigar a lot. I enjoyed this cigar. And Ernesto now has two, I'm laughing at a comment here from someone. Ernesto now has two number one cigars in 3 years. That's also happened, by the way. I heard people say, well, how does someone get two out of three? Padron got it 2007 and 2009. But it was a big, big win for Ernesto here. You know, like I said, what do I take as far as the word on the street goes? I don't have any real comment. I can't really say what happened as far as that goes. Jack saying, heard it from a friend, heard it through a friend about Warzone. We'll see, you know. But Warzone... I think the there's got to be some disappointment with the General Espinosa team. They had a 93 rating, which was actually higher than the one that got 92 prior to the tournament. But like I said, these things are re-put into the tournament, and it goes well. So, like I said, if you're watching this, the number one cigar of the year has been named by Cigar Aficionado, the EP Carolla Pledge. It went up much earlier than we ever anticipated. In fact, I just got the live stream up and I saw it right away, and I was going to go through my usual bracketology sphere, looking at some of the data and stuff like that. You know, so just when people think, but I will say, I did think this cigar was landing in the top 10. I thought from the very beginning, this cigar was a good cigar. It was landing in the top 10. But also people know my feelings on cigars that are rated very late in the year to make a top 10. People know I just think the cigar needs to go through, you know, acclimate, basically, is the word. So that's kind of where, and it's such an interest, because you look at, you know, the number two cigar, you know, is a brand that's been out for a long time. But I kind of go back to, again, I kind of like, and this is where I'm critical of a lot of the online media lists, that a cigar gets released in December and it's somehow in the top 10. I'm not saying it's not going to be a great cigar, but I want to see how that's going to perform consistently over several months. Now, like I said, the Pledge, everything I've had, it's solid. I haven't scored it yet, but a very good cigar. But today it's a very good day right now. And yes, Alan Rubin. So a couple of things. I bet the other Alan Rubin on the EP Carolla Pledge, he lost. So he's got to give me a signed $5 bill. And I just want to give a message out to my friend Abe DeBabna. I'm going to show you how you win a signed dollar bill bet. So we're going to have a whole series on it. We'll talk about that this Saturday, Abe, as far as that goes. And we'll get into that. So as far as that goes. But I'm seeing a lot of good thoughts on the Pledge coming out here. I think something, you know, that was very anticipated. Like I said, I don't think people are surprised based on how much buzz was going around on this thing yesterday. And there was a lot of buzz going around on this thing. Did I see some of the buzz? Yeah, but I mean, my plan to go on here today was to go through some of the usual bracketology type of stuff and make the comments here as far as far as that goes. You know, I was gonna kind of go through. You know, I was gonna say I kind of thought it was gonna be the pledge, I said, based on how the data was lying to begin with. I said that was the part that I wasn't really surprised about, but the data kind of was pointing that way, and I was very, you know, I guess I didn't see the Cuban thing happening, but I didn't see my father happening because I thought my father was going to have to jump up a lot of points. But the thing that my father had going, so not only did my father have to jump up a lot of points with a night from a 91 with the Fonseca, but the problem was there was already a My Father cigar in the top five for the L'Atelier that was made by My Father. So I didn't think that one was going to happen. I just didn't think Ashton and LaFleur had a cigar in play that was ready to make a big jump. But still, when you go back and you look at the data here, and we'll be kind of looking at, this is probably the one that's going to, this cigar made a 6-point jump, and it's just no way around. I don't think I've seen something like that happen. And you know, I was talking to a few folks on this yesterday. I said I kept talking about Florida Centillas, but Florida Centillas only made a 4-point jump. This made a 6-point jump from a 92 to a 98. So you know, that's not seen before. I've not seen that happen before. So like I said, if you're just joining, the number one cigar of the year has been named the pledge. What does this mean now going for the next tomorrow? Well, tomorrow is basically, it's kind of the next level up from the participation trophies, I guess is the way to look at it. If your hopes and dreams were shattered today, and there were, I think there are several brands, obviously, that are disappointed. But if things are shattered today, your next best hope is to get one of the 15 slots right now that are available for 11 to 25. So I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say, you know, Ashton General, My Father, La Flor Dominicana, Habanos SA will fill all those slots, as well as possibly, you know, I think Illusione. So I think you'll see the 16. I think all 16 of these will fill the slots. Maybe one misses, but you know, it'd probably be. I don't see it. I don't see it unless Luzioni misses right now. Then you get into these strong wild cards. You know, and it's a couple of things. So Espinosa in the War Zone and General in this case are really the same thing. The other thing that's a possibility is it's possible to see a couple of cigars from a company on the list. It's not impossible. I mean, Altadis has done it before. They certainly can do it again. Could General do it again? You know, maybe a Diesel Whiskey Row and a Warzone both make it. That's a possibility. Could there be a fourth Cuban on here? We've seen lists with four Cubans, so that's a possibility. But once you get outside these 16 brands, then it becomes it really becomes a wild card after that. It's very much a crapshoot after that. And you know, you have, again, when you start looking, if these 16 make it, right, that's 9 slots remaining. Hoya's already got one, so that's 17. Hoya's the only one on this top 10 that came from the outside this year. So if you want to look at the surprise that was on there, the top 10, it was Hoya. Everything else came from the very beginning, if you've been following these shows, from this projected list and the highly probable list. So, you know, and you can make an argument both these could move up to lock slots next year. I could definitely make that argument when I redo this. So now you have 17 of these. That's 8 slots remaining. Does Drew Estate get one? They have several cigars in play. Does Aganorsa Leaf get? You know, Aganorsa Leaf missed it last year. Foundation, they've been on this list several times right now. Do they make it? Placencia, do they make it? And then the big question is, does Villiger land on there with the first TAA cigar to ever make it? And these are the questions. And finally, where does AJ Fernandez and the brands land right now? So a couple of things, let's kind of go and look for what's happening here right now. And I'll kind of just update this on the fly. These are the list by company that we have here. These are the total cigars that we estimated were in play for the aficionado ranking. We kind of had to go through, and if you looked at the big list of data that we've had over the past few weeks, right? this big list of data was compiled. It's an enormous job. Aaron Loomis did it for us for a long time. I never realized how much, I told him last week, I didn't realize how much work it was on there. There's a lot. So we counted all these up. And if you look at this, this is where it kind of gets interesting is, you see Ashton and Drew Estate have a lot of cigars in there. So they're good candidates to obviously have top 20. Ashton's a lock. Drew Estate's one of those outside ones that comes in right now. So you look at that. General, there are other cigars out there besides the Warzone. So they're on that. Luzioni. McAuliffe is the most interesting one. We kind of, they had five cigars rated this year. We are not projecting on our pregame show. We did not project McAuliffe to make the top 25. There was a lot of competition there. And then once you get into the fours, you know, I think the other one, you have My Father in there, they'll make it. And Casa Torrent, which is a brand that I think has done well in the past. It's landed on the top 25. There's no reason why it can't land on the top 25 again. So there's quite a bit of, like I said, there's quite a bit of competition that we're going to see tomorrow. I mean, and then we go to these real outside shots, and I kind of said Viva La Vida is going to land on this list this year. I have a strong feeling. I think it's going to be one of the AJ cigars. It's the closest thing to an AJ brand. And if you kind of go back to what I said in the pregame show, they were the brand that comes from left field to take a slot on this top 25 this year. I guess this one's correct. Well, Florida Minicana did miss the top 25, so I got another one right. But I don't think I was going out on a limb. But La Florida Minicana will be somewhere on this list. I don't have a doubt on that going forward. Does Davidoff? Davidoff's got Davidoff Nicaragua, Camacho Nicaragua. So they've got a shot. Crown Heads has some cigars in there. Ace Prime, I think a lot of people are thinking they have a real shot at this thing as well. So there's a few outliers. Matilde had a high score of a 93. We talked about McAuliffe being a potential outsider. Does Roma Craft, they had a Connecticut Shade. Did they sneak onto this list? I mean, we've seen already two Connecticut Shades in the top 10. Southern Draw. I know Robert Holt would love to make an appearance on this list. So we'll certainly see what happens as far as that goes. And Ventura Cigars. I would think that Psycho 7 Nicaragua's got an outside shot. Viaje, if you remember, 2010 kind of was the big surprise winner. That's probably the brand that has most come out of left field in the history of the, I want to say the 18 plus years of this aficionado list. Viaje at number two in 2010, probably the one that still shocks me to this day as far as that goes. So, you know, I'm seeing a lot of comments. You know, we don't get into the advertising thing on here and stuff. And I can probably, I think if folks have read Cigar Coop, I think I've kind of shot that notion down, by the way, that I don't think it's an advertising play as much as a, you know, I just don't think it is. I think there's more evidence against that. But, you know, that's always going to be out there with every cigar list who takes, anyone who takes advertising, it's always going to be out there. It's just a matter of what you produce. And I think everyone certainly is entitled to an opinion on that one way or another. But you know, I think what I always tell people is when it comes to media, you have to accept the fact that advertising is a part of cigar media because we can't keep the lights on any other way. So, again, I look at the data. The data kind of didn't lie. If you kind of look at this top 10, we did a pregame show. We had Hector on the pregame show. Bear was a part of that pregame show this year. We looked at these brands. We had every one of these cigars were discussed in some form or fashion. We might not have gotten Vitola specific on a couple of these. I know we did, but I think on all these we did this year get Vitola specific. Maybe the Gatekeeper we just talked about in general. So I thought it was, you know, I thought we did a pretty decent job this year on that. I just, like I said, I didn't see Pledge going to number one this year because usually it takes 97 points to get number one. I didn't see it even go up 5 points. It went up 6 points. So I'm still in a big state of shock here as far as that goes. As far as I go. So, you know, a lot of people get disappointed with the list is what I'll also say. These are 10 good cigars. These are 10 cigars I go buy. These are 10 good cigars. And anyone who tell me that these aren't 10 good cigars, I mean, you might not, you might be a little bored of a couple of these things on the list. That part I get. You're bored of an Oliva V. Sillery V. Milano Churchill on the list. I can certainly understand it. Do you want to say Rocky Patel number 6 wasn't the best Rocky cigar? I get it. But these are pretty 10 pretty good cigars. I mean, if someone were to put a nice sampler together of these and sell them, you're getting 10 really good cigars here. Again, we'll take the Cuban out of that piece. But so I'm like I said, is it the flashiest list this year? Absolutely not. But it's not a bad list. It's not a list that I think people have become expected to see, because I think a lot, if you're following the online media, there's this best new cigar of the year mentality is what it is. But as far as performance goes, this is how they rated it. But yeah, I think also congratulations to Ernesto on this is due as well. Two number one cigars in 3 years. I know Jose Blanco's, who's in Macedonia. I'm sure he is smiling right now. If he has, and I'm sure he's got the word already that Ernesto got. And look at the Jose Blanco factor. 1 and 2, the last two companies he's worked at. So that's and Hoya de Nicaragua. Jose was a part of that as well. Maybe not with the cigar, but you know, with that company several years ago. So you know, hopefully, you know, we will all wish Jose the best right now. Hopefully, he's feeling a lot better. And this will put a little smile that he's been with some companies that have been really landing some good cigars on this list right now. So I'm seeing comments. Warzone did not make the list. I'm with a lot of love for Espinosa and Warzone. There's no doubt about it. They have a wonderful fan base. And they're disappointed. It's a big disappointment. I think we all thought it was still going to be a long shot, but I think a lot of us were confident that it would have landed maybe in that 5 to 7 range too. So I'm not. I think once 5 was announced, I think everyone knew it was going to be more of a stretch. But yeah, I think I'm confident this cigar lands in the 11 to 25 range in the next few days. So I think tomorrow, actually, when that's announced. So I'm pretty confident that it's going to land. And look, you land on this 25 list, it's nothing to be to be, you know, disappointed about. You know, so it's like I said, it's a fine cigar. You know, a lot of good cigars don't make the cigar aficionado list. We've seen that in many, many, many points as well. You know, but it's going to be interesting to see which one of these outside. I think there's going to be some outsiders that come from behind right now and see what happens. So I think that will be pretty good. But anyway, I may actually go on at 9:30 tomorrow just in case we're in the situation we're in today. But probably let's just say 9:45 is the same time again tomorrow. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in. From Live from the Library. We had a great audience today. Congratulations to EP Carrillo and the Pledge. Like I said, a well-deserved cigar. If you haven't smoked that cigar, this may be the case. You call your local retailer and get it right now because I think it's a really good cigar. I would expect to see it on the 2021 list with Coop. So I wouldn't be surprised on that. And I think I'm going to also say nothing. I think the Pledge was better than the Encore. 2 years ago. I think it was a better, I was saying that. So, I mean, it's a cigar you want to go out and get, but, you know, congratulations again to them. Well done. And, that's going to wrap up Live from the Library here on day 4 of the CA reveal. We'll put that into the annals of history. You want to tune in tonight, to the primetime show. We'll have our special guest, Nick Melillo of Foundation Cigar Company, making his return to the show. Very excited about that. Take care, everybody, and stay safe.